only thing I know for sure is that nothing is for sure. So when life throws me a curveball, am I a rain check girl or a rain or shine girl? That is the question for today's podcast. My name is Dawn Culp. I'm a certified hypnotherapist, Reiki master teacher, meditation coach, and owner of The Zen Room in Gilroy, California. You can also find us online at www.thezenroom.net. And today we're going to be talking about rain checks versus rain or shine. Hi everyone, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Zen Room. So today is going to have a little bit of a baseball theme for a few reasons. First of all, Chad and I are going to our first Giants game of the season next Friday, and I'm very excited about it. To put a timestamp on this podcast, it is June 18th. The Giants games are now back to normal after a great big long COVID event. So I'm looking forward to swinging my orange San Francisco Giants rag in the air and eating popcorn and rooting for the home team. And I'm very excited to be going to a Giants game next Friday night. Lots of fireworks. It's going to be super fun. In fact, I am so looking forward to it. Even if it started pouring down rain, I would still go. I'm not sure if they'd have the fireworks show or not, but I would be all in. Rain or shine, I'm going to that game, assuming that they don't put a tarp on the mound and call the game because of rain. So, in that moment, because I'm so excited, the value of that game on my priority list is high, rain or shine, I am going, even if I have to, like I said, even if I have to bring a poncho and a rain hat and galoshes, I'm going. Now, some people might hear this and say, well, first of all, that'd be wonderful if there was that much rain in California right now. But if it started raining, I'd probably just stay home and watch the game. I'd probably just watch it from my living room couch in the comfort of my pajamas. And I'd have to take a rain check. It's actually interesting because the origin of the word rain check actually comes from baseball games. There's a reason why they start in the spring and end in the fall. That way they don't have to deal with winter weather as much as other sports do. But the origin of the word rain check basically came from baseball. Back in the day, if somebody paid for a ticket and the game got rained out, they would give you a voucher to say, come back when it's not raining, and you were holding a rain check. You were basically saying, we're not expecting you to sit in the rain. I don't know if they do rain checks anymore. I have to look that up. But it was sort of an interesting way of positioning this conversation today because there is a big difference between somebody who doesn't mind sitting in the rain and getting drenched. You know, I think somebody might call them a diehard fan. They're a diehard fan, where other people are more like, I love the Giants, but I ain't gonna get wet for it, and I'm not gonna slosh around in the mud for it. So guess what? I'm not gonna go do that. And guess what? There's not a right or a wrong. It's just you need to know who you are. How many times have you heard me say on this podcast, know thyself? It's really important to know who you are and know where your comfort level is. And by the way, own it. Own it. I have no problem saying I'm a diehard. I have no problem saying I'm rain or shine. In fact, I'm pretty much rain or shine in everything that I do. I would have to be on my deathbed to call in sick for a day. Like if I ever call in sick, you know, it's a big deal. And I would not be afraid to do it because, hey, you got to do what you got to do when the poop hits the fan and there's nothing you can do about it. Guess what? You got to call in sick. You shouldn't go in and be sick and possibly get other people sick. But I stay pretty healthy. I can't remember the last time I called in sick. I tend to be a little bit on the hardcore rain or shine side of my life with everything. If I put it on my calendar, consider it done. Consider it happening. It's in pen for sure. My husband would say, it's not in pen, it's in magic marker. So that is my tendency. It works for me. There are other people who tend to be more on the rain check side of things. Yeah, that sounds good as long as it's sunny and it's nice and it feels good. And I'm not necessarily down with being uncomfortable and being wet and all of those things. So some people are more of the rain check if it rains kind of person. And there's nothing wrong with that either. Those people, they tend to like to put their things on their calendar in pencil. They might say, you know what, let's touch base in a few days and see how we do and make sure that it still works. And I need to be more fluid with my life and I need to be a little bit more open to making last minute arrangements or changes or cancellations. And for those people, rain checks work for them. And what I would say is there's nothing wrong with that either. They like to put things on their calendar in pencil. The only time that can become an issue is if you've got one person putting the appointment on their calendar in ink and the other person putting their appointment on their calendar in pencil. So I've looked online to see who said know thyself, and I've seen Plato, Socrates, and Aristotle. So I actually don't know the true origin of the term know thyself. I think it's Socrates, but I could be wrong. But anyhow, neither here nor there. Know thyself still is a beautiful motto to live by, meaning know who you are. Know who you are. Are you a rain or shine girl? Are you a rain or shine kind of guy? Are you a hell or high water kind of guy? Or are you I need to be fluid. I'm more of a light, flowy, soft roller. I need to be fluid and make plans lightly. Nothing wrong with either one. Know who you are and let others in on it. So, what's interesting is whenever you think of a commitment, any kind of commitment, maybe the commitment is going on a trip with two couples going on a trip together, taking a cruise together. So couple number one, they say, hey, we're going to take a trip in February. Would you like to go? And couple number two says, yes, that sounds fantastic. I would like to go. We are going to block out the time so that we don't book anything else. And then we're all in, we're all in, we're all in. And let's say that both couples put their deposit down, they blocked off the time, they've gotten the time off work. And a week before the cruise, a huge hurricane all of a sudden is being announced on every weather channel, and everybody is saying, batten down the hatches. Guess what? The universe, or Mother Nature, or the powers that be, is going to put a great big old rain check on your travel plans. Even though both couples were totally willing to have that happen. So in that moment, you realize that's why in contracts they call it the force majeure clause. Basically, it's circumstances that nobody could have foreseen when we made these plans. Force majeure, out of our control, in the hands of God, right? Like the finger of God created a tornado and nobody could have seen it coming. And so we're using our force majeure, out of our control. When you realize that whenever you make plans, whether it's a sister making plans with another sister, or a father making fishing plans with his son, or two friends making plans with one another, or a husband and wife making plans with one another, the first thing that is, I think, very important to know is, first of all, are you a pen or pencil person? Second of all, is your parent or spouse or friend or sister or whatever, are they a pen or pencil person? And then the third thing you need to know is there's a third element to any plans, which is the universe. So whenever you're making plans, it's not just you and one other person or you and a group of other people. It's also this other entity that could come and rearrange things for you, like it or not. COVID was a great big natural third party, third element that nobody saw coming. Talk about force majeure. Guess what? Everything was canceled. If you had concert tickets, they were getting reimbursed. If you had travel tickets, they were getting reimbursed. So it's important for us to know, okay, there are still things beyond my control. And we are all aware of that, like we've never been aware of it before. This third entity, the God clause, or the universe clause, or Mother Nature clause, that guess what? That can come in and rearrange things in a hot minute. But let's take that out of the mix, because when that happens, I just have to throw up my hands and say, hey, if the door was open, then I was supposed to walk through it. And if the door was closed, it wasn't my door. Okay, I have no problem with that. But let's get back to this idea of person one and person two. If person one is a rain check kind of person, and person two is a rain check kind of person, and they're both totally cool with everything being in pencil until maybe the day before, then I would say, that's going to be easy, smooth sailing. Smooth sailing, easy, easy, easy. Now, if person one is a pen person, is a rain or shine, do or die, and person two is a rain or shine, do or die pen person, assuming the universe cooperates, you can pretty much count on that happening no matter what. Whatever you put on the books, it's as good as done. It's happening. That's easy. That's smooth sailing. That's easy to go, easy to do. What do you do, though, when person one is a pen person and person two is a pencil person? It's a very interesting thing. First of all, neither one are right or wrong. It's just very different styles. The pencil person maybe doesn't want to sit in the rain and get wet watching a baseball game. That sounds terrible. Where person two might say, I put this on my calendar and it's such a huge high priority for me, and I've been looking forward to it forever, that there's no way I'm missing it. What do you do when person one wants to stay home and person two wants to go? That can be a little bit tricky. That's where marriages might say, well, you have to compromise, or you have to find a middle ground. What I would say is, and hopefully this is the little food for thought nugget that I'm putting out for all of you to consider, is I think it's really important to not only know thyself, know which one you are, but also be aware of the person that you're making plans with, if they're pen or pencil. First of all, awareness is half the battle. If I know that I am with a person who needs to put stuff in pencil for whatever reason, maybe they need to put things in pencil because they have a tendency to overcommit. Maybe they've got kids, and the kids, you know, by the end of the, while it sounds like a great idea to go have a glass of wine with friends at the end of the night, more times than not, these moms are exhausted and they're like, God, I wished I had the energy, but I just don't. Oh, it sounded like such a fun idea at the time when we made the plans, but now that they're here, I'm just exhausted. Guess what? You're a rain check person. And guess what? There's nothing wrong with that. As long as you're aware that you're a pencil person, and let your friends know that you're a pencil person, so that they might be keeping things a little bit less set in stone on the calendar, which means if a pen person is making arrangements with a pencil person, they can maybe start saying, well, okay, as a backup, in case this pencil person decides not to come, this is what I plan to do instead, so that there's not a giant hole in their day or their evening or whatever. The other reason that a person might be a pencil person is they might be very energetically sensitive, meaning maybe they're an empath and they haven't learned how to manage their energy in a way that allows them to be as committal as their sister or their friend or their husband or whatever. Maybe these empaths need a little bit more wiggle room because energetically they have no idea how they're going to feel until that day is literally on them, until they are standing in the middle of that day and they're like, ooh, this is a good energy day. This is a really good energy day. I actually feel like I could run a marathon today. Or I feel like I have a lot of energy today. Yes. Yes. Guess what? Girls, I'm in. I'm in. I know I was in pencil this whole time, but now I'm totally in. That might be another reason why somebody needs to be a pencil person, because energetically they don't know how they're going to feel until they're there. So it could be that A, reminding why somebody would need to be a pencil person. A, too much going on, lots of moving parts. Like I said, maybe a mom, maybe too many commitments. B, might be because energetically a person's not sure how they're going to feel until they get there. Those are two of the big, big, big ones. Or some people are just fluid and gypsies by nature. They just don't like the idea of being tacked down to commitments. It just makes them feel stifled. The third reason why somebody might need to be a pencil person is just it's not in their nature to live by the clock. Right? They are traveling gypsies. They are free flowing. They like to just go with the flow, and if they miss out on opportunities, they're not bummed. They don't mind. Oh, you know what? Hey, you girls went and did this fun thing. I don't have an ounce of FOMO in me. I just need to roll like water off of a riverbed. And I just, if I land there, great. And if I don't, no big deal. And they don't suffer from FOMO at all. That would be another reason why they might choose pencil over pen. And these are all things to be aware of. The pens in the world, I would definitely consider myself a pen. Like I said, my husband would consider me a felt tip pen or a magic marker pen because I am very, very rain or shine. I'd say 98% of the time, if it's on my calendar, it's absolutely happening. But of course, hey, force majeure and I need a little wiggle room too. But I know that about myself. I also know that it's not unheard of for me to need 10 or 15 minutes with personal appointments. And that's actually something that I am working on, is trying to be more punctual. So while it might be in pen, I might need a little wiggle room on the front end, because I do tend to put a lot on my calendar and I don't necessarily plan for the travel. But again, that is definitely something that I am aware of and something that I am trying to be better with. So as we are rolling through our days and as life is opening up again and as people are making more plans and putting more things on the calendar, just be aware. If you are a pencil person for any of the reasons that I described, it's okay. Own it. But let others know that that everything is tentative. Hey guys, this sounds like a lot of fun. Put me down in pencil as attending, and if the time comes and I just don't feel like I have it in me, or the time doesn't allow, or my schedule got too crammed with kids stuff, what you're basically saying is it sounds fun, but plan for backup. Let's say you're playing bunco and you're like, hey, but guess what? We need a certain amount of girls to play bunco. So if you are a pencil kind of gal and you say pencil me in, then what that means is, I can speak from experience. Bunco was a game that I played one season about, I don't know, maybe 5 years ago. And I put myself down as a tentative player. I said, do not count on me. I'm actually somebody that you want to call last minute to see if somebody else bails, because I knew I couldn't be a pen person in that moment. So even though I have a tendency to say, put me down, I am a rain or shine gal, I am also very aware when I'm saturated. And there are times when even me, somebody that is a very, very strong rain or shine kind of girl, I don't want to overcommit if I can't promise to follow through. So during that bunco season, I was a pencil for bunco. I was a call me at the last minute if you need an extra gal and I can see if I can fill in, but I could not commit. So in that regard, I was very clear. In that environment, I was pencil. If somebody were to say, hey, Dawn, do you want to join a softball game or do you want to join a softball league? I would say right now in my life, no, don't put me down on the roster in pen. Put me down as a backup. I can't overcommit. So you can have a tendency to be a rain or shine kind of gal in your life and still have pencil in moments. Hey, Don, there's a whole bunch of us going on a wine tour on this particular weekend. Do you want to go? If I know that I've just come off of a very hellacious week at work and I'm going to be exhausted, and I look at that Saturday and I say, there's a really good chance that I'm not getting out of my pajamas that day. Put me down in pencil. I will have to let you know the day before if it's looking promising or not. What that's basically saying is, don't hold a space for me. Yes, you're able to give my spot away. In fact, I expect that, you know, I would if I were you. And I'm going to have to be a last minute add-on or whatever. I guess I just, in that moment, consider me pencil. Know who you are. Like I said, know that even if you tend to be pencil, 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 there might be moments where you're like, I am 98% pencil, but when it comes to my, I don't know, whatever, my book club, I am a pen. That is a priority to me. That is absolutely, absolutely going to happen. So it's okay. You can be a little bit of both. I think the thing I'd like everybody to just start thinking about once again, as I said, as things start to open up and people are going to be so excited to get out of the house and say yes to everything, is know that in every interaction that you're saying yes to, somebody else is saying yes to as well. Are you saying yes, absolutely 100% in pen? Or are you saying, gosh, that sounds fun, pencil me in and let's see how we're doing? That is a fair way of approaching things. I know it feels fun to say yes, but reality always sets in, and at some point, we want to make sure that the people that we are saying yes maybe or yes for sure to know who they're dealing with. Is this a pen situation or a pencil situation? And it doesn't mean I don't love you. It just means that I need to be aware that I am working with finite resources. Finite resources meaning I only have so much time in my calendar, or I only have so much energy, or that's just not who I am. Okay? So, again, thank you for indulging me in this little baseball scenario, and maybe start incorporating some of this into your life. And let others in on it so that they know who they're dealing with. And that way you've got some really good communication going, and everybody gets to be true to themselves that way. All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Zen Room. And I look forward to talking to you on future podcasts. But for now, may the force be with you.